This is Trinity Sunday at Concordia Lutheran Church, and the text today is on the Transfiguration from Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 28 through 43. And the reading, of course, you know, when Peter and John and James were taken up by Jesus to the mountain to pray, and while he was praying, Elijah and Moses stood with Jesus, and his clothing became dazzling white. They appeared as in glory and were speaking of his departure. Of course, we're thinking of the direction of Lent and Good Friday and Easter at this point, because the Transfiguration takes place right before the Lenten season. This is all to happen in Jerusalem, and they're on the way to Jerusalem. And the disciples, after being amazed at seeing the transfigured Christ with Moses and Elijah, say, "Oh, let's build some booths up here for the three of you and at the high place." And then all of a sudden, the voice came out of the mountain: "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." We hear the voice at different times. We hear it at baptism. We hear it again at the Transfiguration, and finally we hear the voice when Jesus is on a cross, and it comes out of the mouth of the Roman soldier who crucifies him, says, "Surely this was the Son of God." Well, as they came down from the mountain, the disciples below were busy working with a man who was possessed with an evil spirit, and he's foaming at the mouth and beating his head on the ground, and the disciples who remained on the ground were unable to do anything about it. Two events end this Epiphany season on the day of the Transfiguration. The first that I am amazed at is the Transfiguration of Jesus himself. The second is when Jesus and the three disciples come down from the mountain and find their friends frustrated with a man who is living and has lived all his life with an unclean spirit, a spirit they were unable to drive out or heal in their own. The first event, as I have already mentioned, fills me with mystery and awe. I can see Jesus there with Moses and Elijah in the cloud that overshadows them, and how his clothes are white, so pure that no fuller on earth could make them so white. As I said before, we see the voice at different places in the Gospel lesson, but also in the New Testament we see this white gown, this white garb. We see it again the second time as we see the saints who are gathered around the throne of the Lamb in Revelation. And these are the robes whiter than any fuller could make them. They are the robes that are washed in the blood of the Lamb, that are worn by the saints that stand around the throne of God and exclaim hallelujahs to the Lamb. They are the forgiven, the redeemed, the empowered through God's love in Christ to stand before the Lamb who sits on the throne. Alone, you know, we are like the disciples on the plain without a vision, unable to cast out demons or evil spirits or anything else, forced to live in futile frustration, and sometimes we rebel like ancient warriors and build weapons and kill each other in this troubled world. We hide or run. We're full of fear, really, from a work of restoration or trusting in God and God's presence in Christ Jesus among us, the healing, the love, you know, that only Christ can give. So we run from those in need of healing because we are unable to do anything. But Jesus did not run. He came to the man convulsing. He commanded the spirit to come out of him, and the spirit came out. And all of a sudden, we are amazed again, because even though we don't listen to Jesus, the unclean spirits listen to the voice of Jesus and do what he commands. Surely, Jesus can also do something with us, and you and I can start to speak of what we have seen and heard, not only in the text, not only in the lessons, but in our own lives. Well, the disciples started.